Welcome back into From the Diamond with Grant McCauley on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as we enjoy the first of our two spring training specials or regular season previews if you prefer, because we are knocking on the door of the regular season for the Braves. Of course, the Tokyo series already underway, and baseball, as it were, has got the 2025 season going. But for the Braves, they're going to have to wait a little while, and they don't mind waiting if it's going to be a good thing. And the overall vibe in camp that I got was that they're expecting some very good things this year. They want to put the troubles of last season behind them. They want to focus on, I think, winning the battle every day was probably the biggest thing that jumped out when I talked to Braves hitters, when I heard from Braves hitting coach Tim Hyers. Over the course of these spring training specials, we're going to hear a little bit from all kinds of members of the Braves, but I wanted to catch up with the man that's in charge of putting all these pieces together and making it work on a daily basis, and somebody who I think maybe more than anyone else I've ever met in baseball understands and appreciates the value of focusing on each day before moving on to the next, never getting too far ahead of yourself and making sure that you've done everything you can do. It might sound cliche, but I think it's part of the fabric of what makes the Braves who they are. And I think it's one of the things that helps Brian Snitker each and every year to lead the group of 26 men that he has on a given day to winning a baseball game and moving on to the next day to do the exact same thing. So with all of that said, here's my conversation with Braves manager Brian Snitker from Northport and Braves spring training.
Well, Snit, it's always great to sit down with you at spring training because it means a new year, a new season is in the offing. And I know for you, it's exciting to get back to it. We want to rest up over the winter. You want to put a season that was as challenging as last year behind you. And I would imagine a lot of good feelings and a lot of good vibes here early in camp.
Well, yeah. And I was excited to get here just knowing that guys are getting healthy and on the mend and, you know, we're getting our team back. And because I feel really like our club, but we're a very strong team, and we get everybody healthy, then you know what, we can just kind of take care of business once the season starts. But it's exciting every year. Just to drive down here is a lot of fun, and expectation of getting in here, and then you got days like this that are just gorgeous, and this facility, you know, it's automatic energy when you come here. It's such a great place. And so seeing the guys, seeing everybody out there throwing the ball around. I know these guys, their clocks went off, and they're glad to be here, and they're excited about getting to work. And so there's a lot of positive vibes out here.
Yeah, and talking with these guys as they showed up, I mean, I know a year ago, coming off a 104-win season and wanting to get back to the World Series, that was kind of this vocalized goal. I know the World Series or bust thing came out there. Everybody's got a different barometer, though, for how they set their goals. But all 30 teams come to spring training wanting to get there. But it seemed like with Matt Olson, with Austin Riley, some of these guys said, look, if we can just get healthy, we have a lot of belief in this club to do something like that. We don't need to say it out loud. We know what we want to do. We're just going to set our intent.
He put it very well, and that's why these guys come out, and they're consistent in their work, and they enjoy doing the work. They enjoy competing. And you know what? Once we gave ourselves a chance last year. We didn't perform once we got, you know, into the playoffs. And I'd love a chance to get to the playoffs and get there with a healthy team. You know, last couple of years we've been banged up pretty good when we got in there. Not an excuse, because you still have to perform, but it's the reality of the situation. So like I say, I think the biggest thing is to get in the tournament and just, and you know, like you said, it's all 30 teams want to win the World Series. That's kind of a given. And not a lot of them know how to get there. And I think we're very versed in as far as navigating a 7-month season to put ourselves in a position in the playoffs to make something good happen.
Yeah, this is a team with experience and with the personnel to do that kind of thing. As you look at 2025 for what it is, the opportunity to get back some really important players to you, Ronald Acuña Jr. obviously coming to camp, being energized and being ready to kind of go out and let it loose. How much excitement is there for you to get that piece back into the top of that lineup? Because we all know the kind of player that he is and the kind of impact that he can make.
No, I'm happy for him above all, just because that kid really loves to play baseball. And he's looks great right now. He's got a great mindset. He's, you know, they're doing all the right things with him. And so I'm just excited about getting him back out there. And they say it's going to be like making a really good trade here. point.
Yeah, Spencer Strider's another guy. I know that everybody missed him last year for what he can do on the mound. And also, I think the presence that he brings overall to this club. He came into camp, seems to be very confident about where he is physically. I know Ronald's timetable is a little bit different, but for Spencer, that's another huge get for this club, just to have him back and get him back on the mound every fifth day.
No, it will be. You know, I've saw him periodically in the offseason, and he's been really excited, I think, about where he's at. And he's had some good bullpens down here already, and so the ball's coming out really good. I think he feels good, and so, you know, it'll be good to get him back on the mound and competing, because those guys thrive on that. When they don't have it, I mean, it's a big void in their life. So, you know, getting that ball every fifth day and getting on that mound is something he really looks forward to.
I got a chance to spend some time with Austin Riley, who's another guy that I don't think anybody's forgotten that he missed time last year, but there's been a lot of focus on other guys who maybe missed more. But there were a lot of different losses and different things that you guys had to overcome last year. Having that guy back at third base and back in a key spot in the lineup, that's going to be another big get. It just seems like, again, to go back to it, if he can just get everybody out there on the field, the special things will have a way of happening.
Well, and it is. These guys are special because you can count on them. I mean, they signed up to play all the games, and that's what they do, and they prepare and they work, and you know, it's just kind of, you don't realize how much you miss them till you do miss them. And like you say, he missed a big part of you know, big times at the late in the year there with the broken bone, and Ozzy too, and you know, so, you know, Murph and Minter, I mean, you could go on and on, but you know, I know Austin's another one who was excited to get down here. He's in great shape, great spirits, and you know, he hit some live BP today, even off Ian Anderson, he and Matt. So I know he's really excited about getting down there, and just because he's one of those guys that loves that day in, day out grind that we go through, and they're so consistent in their work, it just makes it a lot of fun to be around.
Rotation's going to be really intriguing. You've got the National League Cy Young Award winner in Chris Sale. He proved in year one with the Braves that he's the real deal. Spencer Schwellenbach stepped in, played a big role. Reynaldo Lopez was an all-star. Even with some of the subtractions from this rotation, you still have to like the Grant Holmes, the Ian Anderson, some of the other young guns, and then, of course, the return of Spencer Strider. It may not feel like, when you lose a Max Fried or a Charlie Morton or both, that you might be in as good a position as you are, but it does look like that there's quantity and quality right here to fill those two spots in the rotation.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you're going to need that organizational depth. You need it every year. We had 13 starting pitchers last year. We used 28 pitchers, you know, 30 the year before. And you really tap all that organizational depth. And, you know, I'm excited about watching Ian. He's been off a while, and he's done a lot of really good things at a young age for us over the years. And so it'll be good to get him back in the mix also. And I love our pitching staff. You know, we lost a big one. Is Joe Jimenez out of the bullpen, missing him for, you know, the time that we're going to, because he played such a big part in that bullpen, as well as Minter. So, you know, those are big holes to find, but you know what? All that does is open up opportunities for guys, and who knows? We may find another Matzik and guys like that that come in, and Holmes, and, you know, you're really not counting on, but all of a sudden they have a way of showing up and helping you do good things.
Sometimes guys just need that opportunity to step in there and do just that. Your bullpen, you mentioned a little bit earlier in your media session that you've got some guys you just kind of want to see what they can do. You have had guys like Tyler Matzik, like Grant Holmes, that maybe show you something here early that become a big part of that plan. Joe Jimenez being down for the year, A.J. Minter moving on, those are a couple of big losses. You still got some key pieces in that bullpen, but what are you looking forward to see out of Grapefruit League action to kind of help you assess what you have there and what you're going to take north?
Well, I really like the collection of arms that we have and we brought to camp, and you know, who knows? I mean, we may add a couple, you know, as we go, like we always do, but I think with the arms that we have, we'll be able to see enough in the Grapefruit League to know who we're going to start with. We got to start somewhere, and then you make adjustments as on the fly as the season goes, but I think we got some really good arms that can fill those roles, and they'll get some responsibility and a chance to do something really good.
Travis d'Arnaud is another key member of this club that has gone on to change teams over the course of the offseason. You mentioned kind of opportunity. I know the plan last year was to give Sean Murphy more of it, more playing time. Obviously, the injury changed that plan, but here in 2025, talking to Murphy, feels confident about stepping into that and getting all that playing time, and it seems like maybe from his career in Oakland and even his early time here. He's a guy that may benefit, as crazy as it sounds, from being behind the plate more and from just getting in that rhythm, even though it's such a demanding position.
No, I really think so. I mean, he's a big, strong guy, and I think, you know, like you said, the plan last year was to have him do the lion's share of the catching, and it just didn't work out that way. And I think he feels really good that he's coming in and he's going to get that. And he's going to get the everyday reps, and you know, we'll use common sense when we give him a day off and things like that. So, you know, I think 2 years ago when he made the All-Star team, he was catching the majority of the time, and he ended up having a really, really strong year. And so I'm hoping to get him back to that. Feel really good about where he is right now, knowing that he's going to come in and be the guy. You know, so it's exciting to see, because we've seen what he can do when he, you know, with that first half of 23 when he was here, how great he was. So I'm excited, you know, to get going and see where he's at too.
Well, let me wrap things up with this. Hitting is an important part of this club. You guys did some incredible things in 2023. There were struggles, there were injuries, there were frustrations, I'm sure, for the guys at the plate collectively and individually in 2024. Tim Hyers comes in. Austin Riley said being a hitting coach may be the most difficult job in all of sports because you got a lot of different personalities to work with. But what about his philosophy makes him the right fit for this group, maybe to help deliver a message and help them break through some of this?
Well, that's what we're looking for. I mean, I've been a big fan of Tim's for a long time. And he's done a really great job. He's had a lot of really some of the better hitters in the game. He's a two-time world champion, and he's got a really good plan for these guys. And I know he's done a lot of work. He's reached out to a lot of them over the offseason, went to visit them, talking to them about a lot of things. And you know, it is. And it's Rawson's right. That's the one job I wouldn't want, because everybody can do your job better than you. That's for sure. So, but I think Tim and Hugh and Mindy coming in from the minor leagues. He's been down there and knows a lot of the guys. I think they're going to do a great job, and you know, they're tireless workers. And sometimes I think a new voice isn't bad for some things. So hopefully what he has can get over to these guys, and you know what, they can just keep doing what they're capable of doing.
Well, it'll be a lot of baseball ahead of us to find out, but some new pieces, some new opportunities, a brand new season. Brian Snitker, appreciate all of your time. Good luck this spring and, of course, with the 2025 season to come.
All right. Thanks, Grant.
Always great to catch up with Brian Snitker. He is always gracious with his time for me. I have a couple of different checkpoints when I know that Braves baseball is either right around the corner or back in full. One of them is catching up with Snit at the winter meetings like I do each year, and the other is getting his thoughts as spring training gets started and just kind of seeing what the outlook is for the Braves in any given season. This was a little bit different winter than I think the Braves have had in recent memory. There was a lot of sitting and waiting and wondering who was going to come in, who was going to help the Braves, how are they going to fill some needs. You get some of those answers over the course of the winter. Jerks and Profar, obviously a big one. But how will the Braves address their pitching staff? How long do they have to wait to get their impact players back? Ronald Acuna Jr. and Spencer Strider, they're really aren't two bigger names that could make an impact on the Braves this year that weren't really available to them for large portions of last season. How's it all going to fit together, and how can the Braves complete their mission of going out there and finding a way to get into October and then doing what they want to do, and that is start winning series again, get hot, and do something special? That's another thing that Snit always talks about, and this Braves team, I think they feel the optimism this time of year that comes with it, but there's a lot of work ahead, and we will be talking about it all season long right here on From the Diamond. All right, when we come back, we will continue discussing the Braves' offense, and one of the big questions for this starting nine is the catching position. Sean Murphy was already coming off a challenging season. Now he's going to miss some time thanks to an injury in spring training. This opens the door, quite possibly, for a peek into the future with Drake Baldwin, the Braves' top catching prospect. I'll share my conversation with him and some more thoughts on the Braves' lineup as From the Diamond with Grant McCauley continues with the spring training special on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.